Welcome to the Keystone Kickoff Show, brought to you by the Keystone Sports Network. Get the best Penn State sports news and analysis at KeystoneSportsNetwork.com or download the Keystone Sports app from your smartphone.
Welcome in. This is the Keystone Kickoff Show, brought to you by the Keystone Sports Network, KeystoneSportsNetwork.com, and the Keystone Sports app. Dustin Hawkinsmith, Jim Galante here to get things started for us. Greg Pickett will show up shortly, kick Jim to the curb, and take over, which is good because you've got Ask Greg and Greg's Best Bets coming up later in the show. So doesn't really work with you, Jim, I'm sorry to say.
You don't want to ask Jim?
I mean, I don't think it's not me. I think the listeners have spoken. They haven't asked for Ask Jim. So,
are you sure?
Well, maybe. But at the bottom line is, honestly, you write the checks. You can do whatever you want. All right? That's why you're here right now. So we're coming to you, as we always do, from the Labatt Blue Studio. Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light. Bleed blue and white. Drink blue and light. We're going to get started here with a little stock up, stock down. From Penn State Rutgers, Penn State wins 27-6 in their season finale. They go 10-2. We can also look back on the entirety of the year. Hear Jim's thoughts on, as a fan, what you're thinking about this offense, what you're thinking about this program, and where it's going. We're going to hear from Jeff Brown on Penn State basketball. That's going to be a regular segment for us each week. Penn State doing some really good things with Pat Chambers and that team as well. As I mentioned, Ask Greg and Greg's Best Bets will be coming up later in the show. Greg will be stepping in, dancing Ray Lewis style as he walks into the studio in a little bit. But for now, stock up, stock down, coming out of Rutgers. I don't know. Let's focus on Rutgers for starters. Who do you got that you really liked coming out of that game?
No one. Well, I shouldn't say that.
Not no one.
Let's start with Journey Brown. I think at the beginning of the season, Journey Brown was probably the running back I was, and much of the fan base was probably least excited about. You know, you had Ricky Slade coming in to be enthusiastic about. Noah Cain had his advocates. There were several of us who were very high on Devin Ford, but Journey Brown has earned it. And he's been fantastic the last several games. So stock up Journey Brown.
I'm down with that too. And I don't know. I mean, I just didn't know what to make of Journey Brown. And I frankly, all the talk in the spring and the early part of the summer, I just wasn't buying the how enthusiastic they were about him. For whatever reason, I just wasn't buying all the hyperbole. And I really thought Ricky Slay was due for a nice year. That hasn't happened. It seems like 2 years ago we were talking about, well, they got to narrow down their four backs to they got to have some kind of pecking order. I'm a believer in that. But now Journey Brown has done such a nice job, not just against Rutgers, but over this last month, that it's a no-brainer that he's your guy at running back. You're sprinkling in some of the others. I was a little surprised to see that Ricky Slade was the sprinkle in this one. I think Devin Ford, his future is very, very bright. I still think Noah Cain, his abilities are still going to be necessary and valuable moving forward, but he's had some health issues and they've declined to play him when he's less than 100%. But Journey Brown, I love his development story. You love his long speed. I think you're seeing it. If you give him a crease, he can take it a mile. And he might be the only back on the Penn State roster that you can say that. Make one cut, get up the field, and he's gone. Devin Ford, I think, is the most sudden and shifty of the group. Ricky Slade's the best receiver. Noah Cain's the best short yardage guy. You do have guys with varying skills, but when it comes to down to down, Journey Brown's done a nice job over the past month.
He really has, and as long as we're mentioning the other backs, it was interesting that 2 weeks ago for Ohio State game, we said, how are they going to get carries for all four running backs? And they were down to two.
Yeah.
Slade didn't make the trip. Cain was banged up, although I know he did get one carry. But the other, a very quick stock up for Ricky Slade and how he played against Rutgers. He came in for one series. That's the best he's looked since when?
Last year.
Yeah.
Last year. He statistically was very good last year. And this year, for whatever reason, I don't know if it's not recognizing openings or whatever, but he wasn't doing as much with his opportunities as the other guys were. But I think this is why at the running back spot, you don't have to be too afraid of using too many guys to start, because all kinds of things can happen that kind of can shake things out as the year goes on. That's exactly what happened this year.
Attrition will happen. And could I jump to a stock down real fast while we're talking running backs?
Yeah.
I'm going to go with the offensive coordinator. And I don't mean to pile on because there's plenty of that going on. But mentioning Ricky Slade, do you think he was used in such a way for him to succeed?
It's tough to say. I mean, he's done a few nice things in the receiving game, and I think everybody always wants to see more of the running backs in the receiving game. And it could have made sense to, especially with the issues they've had finding consistent pass catchers beyond the big two of Hamler and Freiermuth. It could have made sense to use him in that way, but they didn't. I didn't have a big problem. I know we've talked about this a few times. I know that, you know, you had some opportunities to get creative and use Ricky Slade in that capacity, or Devin Ford, or Journey Brown, any of these guys, to use them in that capacity. They haven't done it. I don't have their catch numbers in front of me, but it's not a big number. Ricky Slade had the highest number of the group. So yeah, I don't have a big issue with Ricky Ronnie on that front. What I think the bigger thing is, you need these wide receivers to play. I mean, somebody's got to emerge, right? What I think might be encouraging, Justin Shorter transferring, Dan Jacena moving on, you got the sense that maybe Daniel George will feel a little bit more empowered to take on that number three job. We'll see what happens. But it would be a huge step in the right direction if in the bowl game, a guy like Daniel George has a nice day.
That would be great, and leads to my question there is, there's obviously a stock down on that third target. How much of that is on the quarterback not looking for them, or is it they're not getting separation, they're not getting open? Which way would you go?
I think it's usually with these things, it's a little bit of everything. And Justin Shorter, Daniel Jordan, I mean, what have they done to really command confidence and attention? It's amazing the role that confidence plays for a quarterback in making these decisions. If there were confidence beyond KJ Hamler and Pat Freiermuth, I think we would see it. He would look that way more often. It could be that inexperience is leading him to have a little bit of tunnel vision. But if these guys really made a case, not just in games but in practices, of commanding that attention, then we might have seen it play out a little bit differently. But I think there are probably elements of all those things here.
Do you also at all blame the play calling? And I realize, as James Franklin has pointed out, and a lot of these plays don't assume it was just called to be that long pass on, you know, third and two, and why aren't they just trying for the first down? But could they not be calling some plays to create some confidence in that third and fourth receiver? Just give an easy pass to, Justin Shorter to get him confident.
I think that's a fair criticism. You know, like we've heard James Franklin talk about play calling and scripting things out, not just for that opening drive, but to reveal information that they need. So sort of like a big picture, you know, long-term, within the confines of one game, a long-term approach to play calling that you're trying to learn. But I think if you're going to take a long-term approach to play calling, then you need to try to find ways to not just get Sean Clifford going, but to get Justin Shorter going, get Daniel George going. This is an important part. And I would add Jahan Dotson. You know, the production from him this season is well short of what I thought it would be.
And can you have there been drops by Jahan Dotson that make you say, oh, Clifford shouldn't be confident in him because he's dropping the ball so much?
There's been drops by everybody, right? I mean, there's been drops by everybody.
Right.
That's a whole other thing. Like, it's not as prevalent a problem this year as it was last year, but it's still an ongoing issue.
Yes, and it is, and it's not, we'll throw to KJ Hamler because he catches everything. Well, no, he doesn't.
Right.
And I think Pat Freiermuth catches everything, though, doesn't he?
Yeah, he's a vacuum, yeah.
Okay, but with the other guys, and even if you go back to the Ohio State game, which may turn out to be Shorter's last game with Penn State, he was targeted a few times. He made some catches.
Yeah, yeah. We couldn't have said that at earlier points in the year, but you could say it then, which made the news of him deciding to transfer even more surprising. It's the Keystone Kickoff Show. We're up and running here, recapping Penn State Rutgers one more time, looking back at Penn State's 10-2 season as we gear up for bowl season. This segment brought to you by DraftKings Sportsbook, officially available now in Pennsylvania. A lot going on this week, We all lead busy lives. You definitely want to take advantage of the ability to bet wherever, whenever. You can deposit, place your bets, withdraw in a matter of seconds. It's America's top-rated sportsbook app for a reason. Download DraftKings Sportsbook, the app right now. Use code KS. When you sign up, for a limited time, all new users can get a free bet on sign up. Plus, when you make your first bet, you can get a risk-free bet up to $500. Don't forget, sign up with code KSN to place your first bet, and you can get a risk-free bet up to $500 only at DraftKings Sportsbook. Must be 21 or older, Pennsylvania only. Restrictions apply. Gambling problem, call 1-800-GAMBLER. No better starting point. If you're going to support the show, use code KSN. Listen to Greg's Best Bets coming up.
There you go. And yes, I'm glad you pointed that out. Our loyal listeners, you're showing support for the show if you use that code KSN.
Any more stuff? I wanted to make sure I point out Penn State senior class as a stock up. Not a perfect 4 and 5 year stretch for these guys, but they've been part of a movement, part of a graduation from a program that hoped to claw its way back to respectability, to now a program where you feel disappointed with 10 wins. You know, and I point out all the time, it's a very thin line between being upset about where things are going and feeling entitled that you deserve more. Penn State feels entitled now. That's a good place to be.
Yeah, and oftentimes you could judge a coach, a politician, a lot of folks. Are they in a better position today, the program, than they were 4 or 5 years ago when this senior class came in? Easy answer, yes.
Leaps and bounds. And to frame Penn State, and then this is where Penn State is. You're trying to figure out if or when they can make the hard leap from a top 10 or top 12 team, which they've been consistently over the past, since 2016, right? Consistent top 10, top 12, top 15. That's a good place to be. Can they be top 5? Can they be top 4? That's the next step.
And I would argue they're even, the program over this 4 years is maybe top 10, top 8 even.
Yeah.
You know, that they just haven't made that jump yet into Alabama, Clemson, Ohio State, Georgia, Oklahoma,
and everybody watches with that in mind. Are they closer to that? I think from a talent perspective, yeah, they are. They are closer to that. All it takes is a bounce here or there to not play so terribly at Minnesota. You know, as much as you want to say, oh, they lost to Ohio State, it's the other loss that has cost Penn State more often.
And they've been very competitive with Ohio State through these years.
They have been. We're going to switch gears here. We're going to take a quick break. Jeff Brown's going to join us, talk Penn State hoops in just a moment.
Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light want to remind you that fall is the best season. Why? Because of football. Leaves. Fantasy football. Flannel. Beards. Tailgating. Oh yeah, and more football. Welcome to the best season ever. Grab some Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light. Because it's time to get undomesticated. Beer. Labatt USA. Buffalo, New York. Always enjoy responsibly.
As the trusted leader in daily fantasy, DraftKings has brought their expertise to legal sports betting. Take advantage of this great sign-up offer. Download today, use code KSN at sign-up. For a limited time, all new users can get a free bet on sign-up. Plus, when you make your first bet, you can get a risk-free bet up to $500. That's code KSN only at DraftKings Sportsbook. Must be 21 or older, Pennsylvania only. Restrictions apply. Deposit bonus requires 25 times playthrough. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Life gets complicated, and it only gets more complicated when things change, which is why AAA insurance agents take the time to talk with you so that they can help you choose the best auto and home coverage. Don't put off getting protected. Let AAA help cover what you care about. Insurance that's not just insurance. Talk to your local AAA insurance agent or visit AAA.com to learn more about AAA.